让我们打开罗马书第五章。
Let us turn our Bibles to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第十五章。
Romans chapter 5.
我们要跟大家读，我们查经已经来到罗马书第五章12-20节。
Our study of the book of Romans has brought us today to Romans chapter 5, and we'll be looking at verse 12 to the end of the chapter.
让我先读给大家听。罗马书五章十二节说，这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又从罪来，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。十三节，没有律法之前，罪已经在世上了，但没有律法，罪也不算罪。然而从亚当到摩西，死就做了王，连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的，他也在他的权下。亚当乃是那以后要来之人的预像，只是过犯不如恩典。若一人的过犯，众人都死了，何况神的恩典？以那因耶稣基督一人恩典的赏赐，岂不更加倍的临到众人吗？若一人犯罪就定了罪，也不如恩赐。原来审判是由一人而定罪，恩赐乃是由许多过犯而称义。若一人因一人的过犯死，就因这一人做了王，何况那些受鸿恩又蒙所赐之义的，更不加，岂不更要因基督耶稣一人在生命中作王吗？如此说来，因一次的过犯，众人都被定罪；照样因一次的义行，众人就被称义得生命。因一人的悖逆，众人就成为罪人；照样因一人的顺从，众人就成为义了。律法本是外天的，叫过犯显多，只是罪在哪里显多，恩典就显更多了。就如罪作王叫人死，照样恩典也借着义作王，叫因我们的主耶稣基督得永生。
Romans 5:12. Therefore just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. For sin indeed was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not counted where there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. And the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation, but the free gift following many trespasses brought justification. For if, because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. For as by the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience the many will be made righteous. Now the law came in to increase the trespass, but where sin increased, grace abounded all the more, so that as sin reigned in death, grace also must reign through righteousness leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
这是神的话，我要从这段圣经跟大家用解释这段圣经。
This is God's word, and I will be using this passage to explain God's word.
昨天整个新加坡都轰动了，都非常兴奋。
Yesterday, all of Singapore became very excited.
为什么呢？因为我们第一个新加坡第一个奥林匹克的第一个金牌已经得到了。
Why? Because yesterday was the first time Singapore won a gold medal at the Olympics.
很多新加坡人都非常骄傲。
And every Singaporean, well, most Singaporeans were extremely proud.
为什么呢？因为约瑟琳为新加坡得了一面金牌。
Because Joseph Schooling won a gold for Singapore.
那么得金牌的是叶瑟琳，又不是你，为什么你开心？
But the fact is, it was Joseph Schooling who won the medal and not you. Why are you happy?
你的答案就是因为叶瑟琳代表我们新加坡嘛，所以我们新加坡每个人都很开心。
And your answer would be, well, because Joseph Schooling represents Singapore, and so all Singaporeans have a share in this win.
所以你看到一个代表，一个人代表新加坡，我们众人得了奖牌，我们众人都能够感受到他的这个分享到他的成功。
So you see that one representative, when he wins a medal, the rest of us who are represented by him all share in that same joy.
那么在十一月份，美国人也要选有一个很难的选择，因为他们要选择一个总统来代表他们。
Come November, the Americans have a very difficult choice before them because they have to choose a president.
到底他们要选普特朗呢，还是希拉里？
Do they choose Trump or do they choose Hillary?
不管他们选择谁，那个总统呢，这个他们选出来的总统就要代表他们。
Now whatever their choice may be, the fact is the representative of the person they choose as president will represent them.
那么当这个总统做决定的时候呢，每一个人都受到他的影响，因为这个总统是他们的代表。
When this president makes a decision, the entire country is affected because he is their representative.
所以他们很难在做决定的时候，到底我们要选谁来做我们的代表呢？
And that obviously makes their decision even harder. Who do they choose to represent them?
那么今天呢，我们从这段圣经里面看到，我们全人类有一个代表。
Today in the passage that we've just read, we see that the entire humanity has one representative.
就是亚当，当神创造亚当的时候，他就是全人类的代表。
And that is Adam. When God made Adam, he was made as the representative of all humanity.
但是很可惜的，当神创造亚当的时候呢，他违背神，结果整个人类就因为他违背神，就跌入罪中。
Sadly, that one representative disobeyed God and plunged the entire humanity into sin.
那么他一个人犯罪，结果影响了全世界的人。
And because that one man sinned, the entire world sinned together with him.
其实我们亚洲人很明白这回事情。
As Asians, we understand what this is like.
因为当一个人，如果你代表你，如果你的总统代表整个国家，或者你的总理代表整个国家，他做的决定会对我们每一个人都影响，因为他是我们的代表。
When your president or your prime minister, your head of state makes a decision, it impacts the entire country because he's our representative.
所以当这个国家的领袖说要去跟别的国家打仗的时候呢，你喜欢还是不喜欢，你受到影响。
And when this representative or this head of state says he's going to war with another country, every one of us is affected.
所以这个亚当当他犯罪的时候呢，却影响我们全人类。
And so when Adam sinned, Adam affected all of humanity.
就好像刚才我们所读的这段圣经第十二节说，罪从一人入的世界，死就从罪来，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
And that's what verse 12 says. Just as sin came into the world through one man and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned.
其实我们每一个人都知道，你有孩子你就知道，当你孩子慢慢长大的时候，他出生的时候你觉得他好像天使一般，但是他长大的时候你就看见他开始犯很多的罪。
And actually we all know this, especially those who have parents, and when you have a newborn, they look like angels, but as they grow older, sin naturally comes to them.
他慢慢长大的时候，他会抢玩具，他会撒谎，他会骗。
As they grow up, they will lie, they will steal, they will snatch things from people.
结果我们看见，我们没有教过孩子这些做坏事，为什么这孩子长大的时候会做坏事呢？
And you might wonder, we've never taught our children to do this. Why is it that this comes so naturally to them?
因为当这个人亚当犯罪之后呢，所有后面他的后裔呢，全部都犯了罪。
Because when Adam sinned, every man that came after him has that sin nature.
其实很简单，就好像一个父母，他如果有心脏病，你如果家里这个父母亲或者祖父母亲有心脏病，你后面的孩子呢，既可能也有心脏病。
Another analogy is an inherited disease. If someone in the family line has a heart disease, there's a likelihood that the rest of them that come after him will also have heart disease.
所以在这里我们看见一个人的决定或者一个人的情况呢，会影响所有的人。
So we see that one person's decision can affect an entire group of people.
亚当犯罪呢，这个影响所有的人都陷在罪中。
Adam sinned and has affected all of mankind, and we're all now in sin.
所以，是不是我们人类怎么办呢？
So what can we do as mankind?
所以，当我们回来看保罗为什么在这段圣经在第五章里面要讲这个故事。
So as we come back and look at this, we need to consider why, in the flow of this of the book of Romans, does Paul talk about this at this point?
所以保罗一在开始的时候呢，他就开始讲说，世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
When Paul begins, he says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
他讲到，不管你是犹太人，你不管你是外邦人，所有的人都犯了罪，所有的人都亏欠了神的荣耀。
And it, he says it doesn't matter if you're Jew or Gentile, everyone has fallen short of God's glory.
所以，但是他说怎么办呢？他说他就把福音介绍出来，只有耶稣基督一个人来为我们承担所有世界上的人的罪，使到我们可以从罪中脱离出来，可以得救。
And having presented that problem to humanity, he then introduces the gospel, and he introduces the man Jesus Christ, who has paid the price for the sins of all the world that we might be saved.
如果你跟我们在一起来读这段圣经，查考这段圣经，你就知道我们曾经跟大家分享过，保罗一开始罗马书的时候，前半部分他给我们看到诚意或者公义的需要。
Now, if you've been following our study of the book of Romans, this will be familiar to you. When Paul begins the book of Romans, he tells us the need for justification.
然后呢，他告诉我们，公义的方法，得到公义或者诚义的方法，就是相信耶稣基督是我们的代替，成为我们的罪。
And then after that, he talks about the way of justification and how we, if we believe in Jesus Christ as our representative, can be justified.
那是三章到第四章。
And that is chapters 3 to 4.
那么后来呢，在第五章的前半段呢，我们就看到，这个诚意、公义，得着这个公义，得到耶稣基督的义的结果。
And then after that, we see the results of that justification.
所以我们就来到今天的经文，在第十二节。
And so today we come to verse 12.
那么在这个十二节，你看到这个十二节第一句第一个字是什么？
And I would like you to pay attention to the first word in this first verse.
这个第二节的第一句话呢，就是这个字，一个字。
And that is therefore.
啊，你看这个字很重要。它这个字呢，告诉我，其实这个字 therefore 或者说因为或者所以，你会看到这个十二节到二十一节呢，跟一到十一节呢是相关联，而不是独立的。
And by this simple singular word, therefore, or because, it links the first 11 verses of this chapter to the verses that we've just read today.
所以他就告诉我们说，这个我们要读的这段经文跟上面这段经文呢是密切相关，所以我们的解释呢必须要回去看十一到十一节。
The word therefore tells us there is a link between these two sections of chapter 5. And so in order to understand this passage, we need to look at what came before.
所以他在第十一到十一节提到说，一个人所有的人都亏犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀，只有一个人就是耶稣基督来承担我们的罪，结果所有的人都可以借着耶稣得救。
And he tells us that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but he tells us there is one man who has taken on the sins of the world that we might be saved, and that is Jesus Christ.
当我们还没有信耶稣的时候，我们说怎么可能一个人怎么可以承担世界人的罪？
Now, before you have come to believe in Jesus, you might ask, how is it possible that one man can take on the sins of the world?
同样的，我们也问同一个问题：为什么亚当一个人犯罪，会影响到我们全部？我们都不属于亚当，我们不跟他，为什么亚当的罪要我们来承担？
More likely, you would have asked yourself, what does Adam have to do with me anyway? He sinned on his own. Why am I paying the price for it?
所以很多人不接受耶稣基督，为什么呢？他不相信亚当的罪跟他有关系。
And so a lot of people do not receive Jesus because they believe that what Adam did had got nothing to do with them.
当然，这里我们在神学上称为这个是原罪。
And in theology, we understand this to be original sin.
所以我们知道，当亚当的罪犯罪之后呢，影响我们的每一个人。我们从我们的孩子身上，从我们自己身上，我们就看到我们是罪人，是因为我们已经有罪，所以我们会彰显出罪的这个行为来。
And we see that from Adam, we've inherited that sin. We've seen in our lives, we've seen in the lives of our children, and we sin because we are sinners.
所以很多人说亚当犯罪，我们来承担非常不公平。
And so you say, Adam sinned, I paying the price. That's very unfair.
但是同样的，在神的这个计划里面，或者是在神的管理方式里面，一个亚当犯罪，所有的人死。现在因耶稣基督得救，或者耶稣的诚意顺服，耶稣基督顺服呢，所有的人都可以得救。
But we see here in this passage God's economy or God's plan.That by one man, everyone plunged into death. On the other case, because of one man's righteousness, all can be saved.
所以我们看到这个是绝对公平的，这个是神的计划，或者神的管理方式，或者是神的 economy.
This is God's economy. This is God's plan, and it's His system, and therefore it is fair.
所以我接受，如果是一个人，众人都犯了罪，一个人，众人都可以得救，这是神的计划，它是非常公平的。
It is by God's plan that one man plunged humanity into sin, and by one man, humanity can be saved.
那么同时呢，这两段圣经呢，你会发现上下文呢，第一段一到十一节的结束都就是借着耶稣基督得死与神和好。那么下半段第五章二十一节的这一段的结束呢，也是因着耶稣基督得永生。你看这两段是平行的 parallel.
Now notice that the end of the first part of chapter 11, first part of chapter 5, in verse 11, it ends with saying through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now that last verse of today's passage in verse 21.Also ends that way by saying through Jesus Christ our Lord. These two are parallel.
如果你仔细看这段经文，我们在查经的时候已经看到这段经文里面很特殊的两个字，就是一人一人。他在讲一个人，通过一个人众人都死了，通过一个人众人都可以得生命，所以都是在讲通过一个人。但是这边有两个一个人，一个是亚当，一个是主耶稣。
Now if you look carefully at this passageYou will see a recurring phrase, which is one man, one man, one man. But however, this one man refers to two different people in this passage. There are two one men.
第一个就是亚当，第二个就是耶稣基督。
The one man Adam and the one man Jesus.
所以我要从这段圣经里面给你看到，这段整段圣经保罗是告诉我们，通过耶稣基督一个人我们可以得救。很多人说怎么可以？其实这是神的计划。他神可以，耶稣可以拯救我们，因为他是神人，他是耶稣基督，他是神也是人，他可代表神也代表人。
Paul's telling us that by one man's actions we can be saved. And you ask, how is that possible? Because Jesus is the God man. He is fully man, but he is also fully God.
所以通过一个人，一个亚当，所有的人犯了罪，通过一个耶稣，所有的人都可以得救。
And so through one man, all of us sin, and through one man, all of us have access to salvation.
所以我们看到底你的代表是谁，是亚当还是耶稣。
So the question is, who is your representative, Adam or Jesus?
所以我们这段圣经我们分成三点。
So we've broken up this passage into three points.
第一点呢，我们要跟讲亚当与耶稣的权势。第二点呢，是亚当与耶稣的对比，就是他们的不同，然后亚当与耶稣的比较或者相同之处。
These three points are one, commentaries on Adam and Christ, and then the contrast between Adam and Christ, and finally the comparison between Adam and Christ.
所以我们要从三个角度来看这段圣经。
And we're looking at this from three different angles.
首先让我们来看这个耶稣与这个亚当与耶稣的权势，在第十二节到第十四节。
From verse 12 to verse 14, we'll look at the commentary on Adam and Jesus.
让我们再来读一次。
Let's read it again.
第十二章，第五章第十二节说，这就如罪从一人入了世界，死就从罪来，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。没有律法之前，罪已经在世界上，但律法 没有律法罪就不算罪，然而从亚当到摩西死就做了王，连那些不犯不亚当犯同样罪的呢，也在他的权势之下。原来亚当乃是那以后要来就是耶稣的预像。
Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. For sin indeed was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not counted where there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come.
所以在这边给我们看到，这一人就是指亚当。
So over here we see that this one man refers to Adam.
亚当神创造亚当的时候呢，叫他不要犯罪啊，给他所有树上的果子可以吃，只有一棵树上不可以吃。结果他就犯了那个罪，只吃那一棵不可以犯、不可以吃的果子。
Now when God created Adam, He put him in the middle of the garden and He gave him everything, and He gave him all the trees and the fruits of the garden to have. But He told him, "You cannot have this one fruit." But Adam took that one particular fruit that he was told not to have.
结果因为他的犯罪，因为他犯罪，罪就进入了世界。
Because of that one sin, sin came into the world.
那么因为他犯罪，罪进入了世界，死就进了来。
Because sin came into the world, death came into the world.
那么死不但进来，而且使到众人都死，影响到众人，而且因为众人都犯了罪。
And not only did death come into the world, but death came to every single one of us.In humanity.
所以在这里呢，我们就看到，因为亚当犯罪，他就影响到众人。
So because Adam sinned, the whole of humanity was affected.
所以我们不管你喜欢还不是喜欢，亚当就是我们的代表。他虽然我们没有投票，但是在神的创造里面，他是我们的祖先。他犯了罪，众人都受了影响。
And whether you like it or not, Adam is our representative.
就好像你的父母或者你的祖父母，他如果做了一个错误的决定，倾家荡产破产了，结果后面你的子孙就受到影响。
It's like if your parents made wrong decisions and lost the entire property, everyone else is affected.
因为他是代表。
Because they are your representatives.
所以当他犯了罪，所有的人都受影响。
And so when they sin, everyone else is affected.
但是你注意看第十三节。
But notice verse 13.
他说没有律法之先，罪已经在世上，但没有律法，罪就不算为罪。
It says, For sin indeed was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not counted where there is no law.
所以律法什么时候来呢？你看第十四节，然而从亚当到摩西，死就做了王。意思说律法其实是在摩西来的时候才颁的，所以从亚当到摩西这段时间没有摩西的律法，这样这段时间怎么办呢？
Where does the law come in? Look at verse 14. It says, Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even though over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam. Basically, that means it was Moses' law that came in only when he came about. But what happens to the intervening time between Adam and Moses?
他说没有律法就没有罪。
Verse 13 says that if there's no law, there's no sin.
如果没有律法就没有罪，这样为什么亚当到摩西这一段这一代的人也死呢？因为律法是后面颁的，不是前面颁的，这些人为什么会死呢？
And so if there is no law in the intervening time between Adam and Moses, why did death still reign?
你看第十四节，他说连那些不以亚当犯同样的罪也死，为什么这些会死呢？
Verse 14 says that even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, those died as well.
他说我没有犯亚当的罪，为什么会死呢？
I didn't sin the sin of Adam, why do I have to die?
当然这边讲到，他说，但是你说他也犯了很其他的罪，但是这些不算为罪，因为律法还没有颁。
But you say, oh, but they had other sins, but then the law wasn't given yet.
所以他这边讲说，如果没有律法就不算罪，这样既然不算罪，为什么他死？
If the law wasn't given yet, and if there's no law, there's no sin, why do these people have to die?
因为他们在亚当里面死。
Because they died in Adam.
因为亚当犯罪，所以他们必须跟亚当一起死。
Because Adam sinned, and therefore they need to die with Adam.
因为亚当是他们的代表。
Because Adam was their representative.
不然的话，你不没有办法解释这几节经文。
There is no other way to explain these.
因为他讲得很清楚，律法是摩西以后翻的，那么摩西以前亚当到摩西里面没有律法，也不算罪，为什么会死呢？他们是在亚当里面死，所以亚当是他们的代表。
Because it's very clear, it says that the law was given after Moses, Yet the people before Moses had to die as well. The answer is simple. They died in Adam.
所以在这里呢，我们看到这个代表这个观念呢，是在圣经里面也是有，它是在亚当里面受审判，不是因为个人。当然他们个人也犯了罪，但是罪还没有律法还没有颁，但是他们死是因为他跟亚当一样，是属于亚当是他们的代表。
Yes, indeed, they had sinned, but their death was in Adam because Adam represented them, and because Adam sinned and fell and died, so do we.
不但是这样，你看第十五节。
Not only that, if you look at verse 15.
十五节说，他说，只是过犯不如恩典。然后你下面去，你看，若因一人的过犯，众人都死了。你看，众人死是因一个人的过犯。可见是亚当的过犯，众人死，不是因为众人自己的过犯。
Now notice it says that for if many died through one man's trespass, it's very clearly pointing to Adam's sin that caused everyone else to die.
所以这些人死是因为亚当是他们的代表，所以这个是很明显的这个观念。
These people all died because Adam was their representative, and this idea is very clear.
不但是这样，还有 第三个理由，就是你看第十四节下半段，他说，因为亚当是这以后之人的预像，意思说亚当是一个代表，代表什么呢？亚当犯罪，众人死了，那么后来之人是指耶稣，如果耶稣一个人因称义，后面其他的人都称义了，所以你看到这个，他是他的态，一个预像。
But there is more. The end of verse 14 says,Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come. And that says that if Adam, as one man, brought sin into the world and death, that this one other man would save and bring righteousness to the world.
所以中马田说，神对人类的这个处理方式总是这样的，总是有一个代表。你不如一个村有一个村长，一个国家有国家的领袖，我们一个家有一个家的代表，这个代表犯罪影响全家。
Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones summed it up by saying, God has always dealt with mankind through a head and a representative. And if you have a family, you have a head of the family. If you are in a tribe or any sort of a clan, you have a head of a tribe or a clan.
但是有些人说，不是的，圣经里面在以西结书很清楚说，父亲的罪孩子不会承担。
But then you might say, there's a verse in Ezekiel that says,the sins of a parent are not borne by a child.
那是我们在讲在摩西以后所有人犯的罪你们自己要承担，但是之前他有一个原罪，这个原罪是所有的人都要承担，因为他的代表就是代表了全世界。
What we're talking about here is after the law was given as Moses came in, that was the case. But before that, there was this overarching law that said all died because Adam died.
所以在这里呢，我们看到神很清楚，我们很明显的，我们全世界都是这样的。我们从新加坡来讲，从美国来讲，从中国来讲，所有的国家都有一个领袖，领袖做的决定影响所有的人，这我们都能够接受这个。
We all know this and we can accept it because Singapore has a head of state, America has a head of state, and everything that they do affects their people.
所以保罗就用这个观念来告诉为什么主耶稣一个人可以代表全世界，为什么原因是亚当一个人可以代表全世界。
And it is by this idea of representation that Paul tells us, that Paul explains how one man can save the world because one man plunged it into sin.
所以在这里呢，已经给我们看到亚当代表全人类，这边看到那个第十四节下半段，亚当是那以后要来之人的预像，那个是指耶稣，所以耶稣也是这样拯救全世界的人。
In the second half of verse 14, we see again that Adam was a type of the one who was to come, and so therefore Jesus would also, as one man, save the world.
所以第十二节到十四节介绍了亚当跟主耶稣。
And so from verse 12 to verse 14, it introduces Adam and Jesus.
让我们来看第二点。第二点呢，从第十五节这个从第十八节到第对不起，从这个第十这个从第十五节到十七节来解释他们的对比，你看一看。
Now, from verses 15 to 17, we will then see the contrast between Adam and Christ.
让我们来看第十五节到第十七节，只是过犯不如恩典，若因一人的过犯众人都死了，何况神的恩典因耶稣一人的恩典中的赏赐更不加倍临到众人吗？因一人 的犯罪就定罪，也不如恩赐。原来审判是由一人而定罪，恩赐乃是由许多过犯称义。若因一人的过犯死，就因一人做了王，何况受洪恩又蒙神所赐的，岂不更要因耶稣基督的一人在生命中做王吗？
Verse 15, but the free gift is not like the trespass, for if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. And the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin, for the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation, but the free gift following many trespasses brought justification. For if because of one man's trespass death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ.
所以在这里你注意看到这边常常出现的一个字 not like,不如不如不如，所以他们做两个东西比较，一个不如这个，一个不如这个。
And you see a recurring phrase, not like, not like.
所以他们在强调它的不同之处。
What Paul's doing is trying to highlight the differences.
他说过犯不如恩典。
And he says the trespass is not like the free gift.
特别你看第十五节。
You look at verse 15.
在十五节在这边他讲说过犯呢不如恩赐，若一个人过犯众人就死了，何况神的恩典不因为一个人的恩赏赐更加倍的临到众人吗？
Verse 15 says the free gift is not like the trespass, for if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by that grace of that one man Jesus Christ abounded for many.
所以在这里你看到第十六节，第十六节说因一个人犯罪就定罪，就不如恩赐。原来审判是由一人而定罪，恩赐是乃许多过犯称义。
Verse 16 says, and the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin, for the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation, but the free gift following many trespasses brought justification.
在这边我要强调两个字。
I want over here to focus on two words.
第十五节讲到过犯。
In verse 15, it talks about trespass.
Trespass, 过犯是一个行动，就是你犯罪的那个行动。
And the word is an action. You trespassing or sinning is an action.
那么在第十六节他说，恩典不如这个犯罪定罪不如。这个恩赐，那个定罪是 result， 你看英文 the result of one man's sin， 意思说当一个人犯罪之后的结果，所以第一个是讲行动，第二是讲结果。
The next one in verse 16 talks about the result of that one man's sin, and so the first was the action, the second is the result of it.
所以第一个是你这个犯罪这个行动呢不如恩赐，你犯罪之后有这个结这个现象你会死，但是神的这个righteous act， 神的这个公义呢加倍的临到众人，所以他的两个比较是一个是行动，另外一个是他的结果。
So again we see that the trespass is not like the grace of God, and then verse 16 we see that the result of both are different as well.
因为他的结果第一个呢是什么呢，第一个呢就是定罪，那么在亚当里面定罪，但是在耶稣里面呢却是称义，这两个是不同的结果。
The result in Adam is condemnation, the result in Christ is justification.
那么十七节呢给我们看到的另外一点呢，就是他的这个他的不但是结果，他的有这个effect 或者是他的这个效果是这个什么效果不大一样，那个是什么呢？就是一个是死亡，一个是永生。
And we see also in verse 17 that the effect of it, the ultimate end of it is different. One is death, the other is life.
所以在这边他要强调是恩典呢比这个犯罪好得多了。一个人犯错呢有这个死刑，但是一个人称义的答不但是平等，而且是超越。所以你要告诉我们什么呢？当我们信主，我们承认我们的罪，信主之后，神不但赦免，而且加倍的给我们很多我们根本没有想过的恩典。
What over here he's driving at is that while one man's trespass brings death, one man's righteousness brings abundance of grace. What he's saying is that it is not just a cancelling out of your sin, but an abundance of it, or a superabundance of it, such that it is overflowing.
所以在这里, 保罗在做两个对比, 一个是在亚当里面, 一个是在主耶稣里面。
Again, Paul's giving us a contrast. One that's in Adam, the other that's in Jesus.
所以在亚当里面犯罪, 主耶稣来不但是去除这个罪, 而且加倍的恩典赐给我们。
In Adam, we all sin. But when Jesus came, in Jesus, not only did our sin was our sin cancelled, in fact, grace was added in abundance to us.
让我们这个是两个对比，让我们再看第三点，它是两个它的相同之处在哪里？
The next point is the comparison or their similarities.
你看第十八节，
Look at verse 18.
他说，如此说来，因一次的过犯，众人就被定罪；照样因一次的义行，众人就被称义得生命。第十九节，因一人的悖逆，众人就成为罪人；照样因一人的顺从，众人就成为义。 律法本是外天的，叫过犯显多，只是罪在哪里显多，恩典就显得更多了。就如罪作王叫人死，照样恩典借作义作王叫因我们主耶稣基督得永生。
Verse 18-21. Therefore, as one trespass had led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. For as by one, but by the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience, the many will be made righteous. Now the law came in to increase the trespass, but where sin increased, grace abounded all the more, so that as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through righteousness leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
所以在这段圣经里面，你照样注意，有一个字眼不断的出现，这个就是。 照样，这个，你看到这个，因为第五章十八节，因为一次的过犯照样，那么第十九节，因为一个人的悖逆照样，那么第二十一节，就如又照样，其实这个是全部是平行的。Now
there is another pattern that you see in verses 18 to 21. In verse 18 it says, therefore as one, so one. In verse 19, for as by the one man, so by the one man. In verse 20, it goes on to say that, and it shows us the similarities between the two.
所以这里呢，跟上一第二点不同的是，第二点是在做对比 contrast， 就是两个不同。第三点呢是两个相同的地方在哪里？
And this point is different from the second point. The second point showing us contrast and difference. Here we are seeing that there are similarities.
所以照样的，因为亚当犯罪，众人就被了定了罪，因为亚当是代表。And
like we see here. Because Adam sinned, all of us sinned because Adam's our representative.
照样，耶稣因一个人的义行，众人就被称义了。In
the same way that one act of righteousness that Jesus made led to justification for all men.
照样，第十九节，因一个人的悖逆，众人成为罪人；照样，因一个人顺从，众人成为义了。In
19, it says the same. As by the one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by this other man's obedience, will many become righteous?
第二十节算是一个 footnote 或者说一个解释，原来律法是外天的，律法是在摩西以后给的，要让我们知道这个，给我们看到律法，给我们看到罪有多么的恶，所以恩典会更多的领导。Verse 20
is a bit of a footnote or an elaboration where it says the law came in to increase the trespass where sin increased. And where sin increased, grace abounded even more.
其实律法不是要加增罪，那是律法来显出罪更多。Actually,
it is not to increase the trespass, but it is to show or highlight the fact that there is trespass.
所以我们二十一节说，就如罪作王叫人死，照样恩典因着义作王叫我们得永生。And
finally, in verse 21, so that as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through righteousness leading to eternal life.
所以这里呢就在解释为什么1到11节所讲的东西。
What we're looking at is an explanation of what we've seen in verses 1 to 11.
在前面罗马书第5章1到11节是告诉我们说，耶稣这个基督徒做基督徒是何等有福气的。
In the first 11 verses of the chapter, we saw that as Christians we have real peace.
啊，所以我们已经跟大家思想过这一段圣经。
And we've talked about this passage before.
啊，因为当一个人信主了之后呢，我们不但是罪得赦免，而且我们有加倍的恩典领导我们。
Because when we come to know the Lord, not only is our sin cancelled out, we have an even greater amount of grace given to us.
啊，我们看到是通过耶稣一个人的顺从，我们有这样多的恩典，有这么多的好处跟着来。
And because of this one man, Jesus, and what he did, we have so much more than has been given.
所以保罗在解释说，怎么可能因为一个人有这么多的好处呢？就是刚才我们所读这段经文。
And Paul's trying to explain how is it that from one man we can benefit so greatly while we've just seen it.
因为亚当是这个人的代表，那么亚当也是一个预象，将来耶稣来的时候也是人的代表，因为他是称为第二个亚当，他要因着他的义行拯救所有的人，这个就是他的意思。
In the same way that through one man we have all received this great abundance of righteousness, in the same way Adam, who was a type of Christ, through this one man, his sin plunged us all into death.
那我们来看看，回忆一下，复习一下。罗马书一章到十一到的十一节里面讲到，因着耶稣基督的这个顺从，我们福音临到我们，可以不但是我们的罪得赦免，而且有这些好处。
Now let's quickly revise this. That because when we became Christians and the abundant grace that has been given to us through Jesus, we have all these blessings.
所以让我们来看看这个，复习一下我们上一次所跟大家思想了。第一，我们有什么福气呢？第一福气呢，就是因为我们有真正的平安。
One, the blessings of being a Christian is that we have real peace.
让我们看罗马书第一节，五章第一节。
Look at verse 1 of chapter 5.
你看到这里，他说我们既然因信称义，我们既然得到这个义呢，就借着耶稣基督，借着主耶稣基督得与神相合。
It says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以相合这个字就是英文字的 peace, 意思叫平安。
And this peace is peace.
所以这个平安的意思呢，不只是说个人心里面的这种感受，是有真正的和平。
And it is not just a subjective emotion or feeling, but it is a peace with God.
因为当我们还没有信耶稣的时候呢，我们是以神为仇。如果我们已经跟大家一起思想的，罗马书所强调的是，当人不信耶稣的时候，就是神以神抵挡，以他为仇。
And we have to understand this in the context of when before we became believers, we were enemies of God.
所以当我们信了耶稣之后，我们与神和好，我们有平安了。
And that's what this piece is referring to. When we come to believe in Christ, we are no longer enemies of God. We have peace.
所以如果你以任何人为敌，那最好是不要与人为敌。如果你以任何人为敌的话呢，最好不要与神为敌，因为他是无所不在、无所不能的，你根本不能够抵挡他。你以他为敌，你是最危险的人。
Now, if there's anyone that you have as an enemy, let it not be the Lord, because He is the most dangerous enemy that you can have.
所以，如果以这个是何等大的恩典，你以那个最强烈、最强壮的、最无所不能、无所不在的神和平了，这是最大的平安。
Now, understand what a great blessing this is, because it is against the greatest Almighty God that you have now peace, because you do not want to stand against Him.
不但是这样呢，我们与神相合，有真正的平安，而且我们有丰富的恩典。
Now, not only do we have peace with God, we have abundant grace.
请你看你的圣经第二节，我们也借着他因信进入现在所站的恩典之中。
Through him, in verse 2, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand.
这是何等的宝贵。
This is such a precious
我们信主的人，我们大家知道，我们信主了之后，难道我们不再跌倒？难道我们不再犯罪吗？如果我们因为这样的话就失去的话呢？我们如果没有恩典的话，我们早就虽然得了恩典，也会失去，也会掉进坑里面。但是神有恩典，所以神保护我们，虽然有软弱与跌倒，还是在神的恩典里面，这是何等大的福气。
Now you and I understand this, because even after we've come to know the Lord, we still fall and we still sin. But it is in God's grace that He continues to uphold us, such that we do not receive judgment immediately.
就好像我们常常会犯这个犯罪，但是我们犯罪的时候偶尔跌倒呢，我们还可以回来，这是恩典，这个不是理所当然的。
And in our lives, as we on occasion fall and sin, it is God's grace that allows us to stand back up and continue walking with Him.
而且这段圣经告诉我们，现在我们站着就是恩典，所以现在这个恩典正在我们当中里面操作，在运行。
Now notice also that it says it is a grace in which we stand, which we now stand.
不但是我们有与神相合，我们有丰富的恩典，而且呢，我们有荣耀的盼望。
We not only have peace and abundant grace, we have glorious hope.
你看接下来第二节下半段，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。It
says here that more than that, we rejoice in our sufferings. Sorry. We rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
意思说，我们不但是现在很，以前神赦免我们的罪，现在我们站在恩典中，我们将来还有神给我们的荣耀。And
what this pictures is, in the past we stood in sin, now we stand in the grace that we have been given, and this hope for the future is the glory of God that is ahead of us.
因为神所应许的比现在好得很多。
Because what God intends for us in the future is far greater than what we currently have.
神要给我们的是我们现在所不能承担的。神要给我们的荣耀，他荣耀的身体比现在的身体更完美、更荣耀。
What God plans for us in the future is not something we can accept right now, but He has planned a far greater and far more glorious future.
不但是这样，我们可以很有把握、很有信心的盼望这件事情。你看一看第十节。
Not only do we have these things, we can have absolute confidence that we will have them. Look at verse 10.
你看第十节说，因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神的儿子的死与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他得救了。Verse
10 it says, for if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by His life?
注意这段圣经的那个文法。Look
at the structure of the language of this verse.
它的 grammar 在这里出现，更要是指将来的。他说将来一定会得救，shall be saved. 那么但是呢，过去呢？ Reconcile 是一个过去式，和好已经和好了，但是将来呢一定会得救，所以这个是信心。Now
we see a past tense in the word reconcile. It says much more now that we are reconciled, and then it switches to a future forward-looking tense where it says shall we be saved by His life.
所以基督徒活在今天的时候呢，我们应该有充满信心去面对这一切。
And as Christians, as we live in the here and now, we should have absolute confidence and hope in the future.
所以我们很有把握，将来神来的时候呢，我们拥有这一切。
We know that when the Lord comes again, we will have all these blessings.
那么你看第十一节，不但如此，我们借着主耶稣得以神和好，就必须要借着他以神为乐。But
there's more. In verse 11, it says, more than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation.
所以这个时候呢，我们应该 rejoice， 我们要在神里面有无穷的喜乐。It
says more than that, we also rejoice. We should have unspeakable joy in Christ.
所以这段圣经呢，在解释为什么我们有这么大的恩典。This
entire passage explains to us why we have such great blessings and grace upon us.
所以作为一个基督徒，你应该平安，你应该充满恩典，你应该充满了盼望，你应该充满了信心，而且你应该充满了喜乐。这个是现在基督徒应该有的特征。And
if you are a Christian here today, you should have real peace in your heart. You should have abundant grace. You should have glorious joy. You should have absolute confidence, and you should have unspeakable joy. That is here for us now.
但是这个是属于那些 做耶稣做他们代表的人应该有的特征。如果是亚当做你的代表，你就完全没有这些特征。But
this is for you if Jesus is your representative. But if Adam is your representative, these are not for you.
所以我的问题是，你的生命中是不是有充满这些特征？
So my question to you is, in your life, do you see this?
如果你信耶稣基督，耶稣是你的代表，你应该有。
If you believe in Jesus and Jesus is your representative, then these blessings should be yours.
但是如果是亚当是你的代表，你就完全没有平安，没有恩典，没有盼望，没有喜乐，没有信心。这个是不是你的代表呢？
But if you don't see any of this in your life, and if Adam is your representative, then this is not for you.
如果你没有这些，你要向神求，求神赐给你，相信耶稣基督，让神来承担你的一切的过犯，成为他的让他成为你的救主，让你享受到神的福气。
If you do not have this, then you need to turn to the Lord. Then you need to repent of your sins and believe in Him. Let him take on your sin and receive these blessings as a Christian.
你的代表到底是谁？
Who is your representative?
让我们同心做一个祷告。
Let us close in prayer.